buried treasure. When cowboys would camp for the night, the talk around the fire would often turn to the bandits who had buried gold along the old trails in California. One old fellow by the name of Avelino, at one such a campsite, had worked with bandits. He told that he would keep a large flock of sheep and provisions on hand to feed the outlaws when they came to his camp. He and the others, like him, would have supplies ready to feed the bandits just so they wouldn't do him or them harm. One morning, several men rode up to Avelina's camp and demanded some meat.
Give us meat.
He told them that they could have all the sheep they would like. They were pleased that he was always so willing to help them, so they told him where he could find some of their buried treasure.
On the other side of this mountain, you will find a mesa with three pine trees. They stand apart from the other trees and make a triangle. One is blazed, a small portion of the bark removed. Dig on the side that is blazed and you will find the gold. Take what you need.
But Avelino never felt that he needed the gold and was happy with his life as a sheep herder. He felt that the gold would be found in time by someone who had no greed in his heart, but really needed it. Through the years, the outlaws would tell him of other buried gold. Avelino remembered, but did not go looking for it. A few years later, Avelino learned of a vaquero whose wife had been ill for a long time, and the couple needed money for her care. Avelino went to him and quietly told him,
"I have learned of your bad luck. I'm going to tell you where you can get money. On the side of that mountain is an oak tree, which is a branch that curves to the ground like an elbow. If you dig where the elbow points, you will find a box of money in it. Not much, but enough for your needs."
Now, Avelino told the vaquero what he must do before opening the box of gold coins. The vaquero rode to the ranch store and bought a jar of vinegar. Then he tied a shovel to his saddle and rode to the tree where the branch bent to the ground. He didn't have to dig too far when his shovel hit something hard. Money. He had found the metal box. Holding his breath, he pried the lid off the box and poured the vinegar all over the money. He did this because buried gold creates a gas, which is fatal when burned. But vinegar counteracts the poisonous fumes. The money was of great help to the vaquero and his wife. It has always been believed that one can never have treasure which is not intended for himself. Some of these treasures are said to make noises in the night, such as groans or rumbles. The Huya Mountain used to be known for the sounds of someone walking, though no one is there. The Alto Mountain used to have the peculiar noises of the rattling of chains. But as the buried treasures have been found over the years, the sounds have gone away! People would often bury their money and treasures under their houses. There was a house in Bakersfield that moaning and groaning was so often heard. That people couldn't live there. They didn't know that buried treasure would do that. But someone did. This treasure hunter bought the house, tore up the floorboards, and dug all over. What do you think they found?
It'll be fine.
Buried treasure. So next time you hear moans and groans,
at night, don't be afraid.
Just go find a shovel.
I'm coming for you.